Good morning, everybody. I'm Week 31's Chris Tatum. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is ordering flags to fly at half-staff in honor of three U.S. servicemen and women killed in a recent military plane crash. But that order's on hold until she learns burial plans for one of them, Alabama native Major John Kinner. Kinner, Captain Ariana Savino, and Sergeant Ashley Pruitt died last week when the refueling plane they were aboard crashed in Iraq. All three were stationed at Sumter Air National Guard Base in Birmingham. A Huntsville church at the center of a child sex abuse scandal at its daycare is pushing back this morning against a lawsuit filed by parents of those abused children. In new court documents, Trinity United Methodist Church leaders insist they didn't know a daycare worker was sexually abusing children. The church also wants a jury, not a judge, to decide the civil case against it, and it's asking for a change of venue because of all of the media attention that case has gotten. Former daycare worker Cameron White right now charged with 8 counts of child sex abuse. With Way 31 News, I'm Chris Tatum.